Welcome to session number 11, RAP for Disordered Eating, number 1. Wellness Recovery Action Planning is a tool that can be used to help support your recovery. It's adapted from Mary Ellen Corpland's RAP plan. It helps look at different areas to help us keep well. So during this session today, we're going to recognise who we are when we are well, and what sort of things that we do. We're then also going to have a look at what things we can implement to keep ourselves well. There is a second session to this, so it is important that you do also undertake session 12. Wellness Recovery Action Planning will be undertaken over 2 sessions. Therefore, it's really important that you undertake 11 and 12 so that you can ensure that you've got a complete RAP plan. The first part of our Wellness Recovery Action Planning is going to have a look at the summary of skills that we've undertaken during these sessions. So, in session 2, we had a look at motivation to change. We identified barriers and we problem-solved our way to overcome barriers. We've used this also throughout other activities within our sessions. We then started to look at using self-monitoring. We've maintained an emotional food diary since session number 3. The aim of the self-monitoring diary was to help you review your eating patterns and develop an awareness of triggers and unhelpful thoughts. When we started to move to session 4 and 5, we discussed the importance of keeping your energy levels up. So in session 4, we focused on what happens if you don't eat regularly, and session 5, we based it around improving the structure of our eating, which looked at introducing a tool to help support our eating. Our review diary, we've been using each session as we've went along. The next set of skills we've used is opposite actions and thought challenging. Throughout the sessions, we've undertaken several activities to test the accuracy of all kinds of beliefs and predictions that we've created. These were first introduced in session 6 when we started to test out rules for living. Then we moved on to challenging unhelpful beliefs, and in session 7 we looked at using a positive data log to support challenging our core beliefs. We also introduced challenging of beliefs within the body image modules, including looking at collecting evidence to show that our beliefs and thoughts aren't fully true. We introduced urge surfing in session 8. And this was to use to help with our distress tolerance and to urge surf our driven exercise. Urge surfing is a behavioural technique to delay and distract when experiencing distress or uncomfortable thoughts or feelings. We started to introduce attention training in the form of grounding techniques. So in session 9, we introduced attention training to help shift your attention from thoughts that are consuming you and keeping you fixated on your body. But attention training can be helpful throughout the things that you are doing. It can be used in a variety of different ways, although we specifically focused on using grounding techniques. The aim is to stop you feeling fixated or stuck, and it can be used as a short-term fix to help bring your attention back to the here and now. We also looked at using exposure. In session 10, we introduced using it to overcome body avoidance, but we've also used it throughout. The intention of exposure is to get us used to our fears and to stop us using safety behaviours such as avoidance to make sure that we are exposing ourselves to allow us to become habituated to our anxiety levels and become used to them. It can be helpful to continue to use exposure, and it might be worthwhile revisiting session 10 in future problems.